parents were working then, Phil's parents were working then, and obviously there wasn't such a thing as, there probably was childminders, but we couldn't afford to pay childminders. So we did it between us, the two of us.
So give me a typical day then for your husband and yourself when your children were small.
When they were quite young, I used to get up in the morning and my husband used to come home from work, yeah, after working the nights. I used to usually get them all sorted out, get them dressed and bathed and, bathed and dressed and fed. And then my husband would come home from work, because I used to get up fairly early. I'd try and do, I've probably already then done my injection. And then I used to have some breakfast just after I'd fed the children, give them what they should have. And then I used to have to get myself ready to go to work. And my husband used to look after the children while I went to work. Then I'd come home from work, and the next thing was preparing an evening meal. And my husband would then go to bed for a couple of hours, and I'd be preparing the evening meal, and then obviously looking after the children in the meantime as well. And then we'd have our meal, and then I would put the children to bed. My husband would get up in the meantime. He'd usually have his meal with us. And then a bit later, he used to go off to work again. And then I was there with the children again. And when the children were in bed, I used to do my housework. I used to start doing my housework then. And I think that was once when I experienced the first hypo I'd had. And I thought I thought that I was perspiring because I'd just washed a kitchen floor. But it wasn't that at all. And I suddenly realised, I thought, oh my gosh, this must be what they told me about with the insulin.